702
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DSTV channel 856.
All right, we're going to continue the process of getting you nice and buffed. We've been hearing there about how important weightlifting is for you and basically how everybody should do it. And I know that as women get older, they should do weightlifting because our bones start to get affected, as it does with everybody when you get a little bit older. But it is something that you should include into your daily routine if possible. And one of those that we should include into our daily routine is walking. And I'm going to bring in Skulk Hugo, founder and CEO of Ignite Fitness. Very good morning to you, Skulk.
Morning, Jane.
So you own 11 gyms around the country. You do a lot of outdoor activities as well. But let's start off on walking first. I have eulogized about walking and how important it is for you. I mean, it's incredible, Skulk, what it does when you put your foot down and the sort of messages that it sends all the way up to your brain. Talk us through that journey.
You know, I think, Jane, the most important thing is movement, yeah? And, you know, you were saying that about when you get older. I think the most important part of getting older is getting yourself in shape for when you are older. And getting in shape is just moving. And the easiest part of moving is walking. Now, I remember when I was a kid, you know, everybody used to say to you, learn to walk, or learn to crawl before you walk, walk before you run, you know, and the walking is the centrifugal part of movement. And I think that we can't encourage people enough to walk. You know, today society has been caught up in, you know, social media, television, fast foods, and all of those things result in less movement. Walking is, we can list benefits. I think there must be about 3,000 to 4,000 benefits of walking. But the most important thing, as you said, is that it sends a message to the endorphins in your brain, and the endorphins are the feel-good factor. And if you can send endorphin, you know, feel-good factors to your brain as often as you can in a day, you know, that's what you should be ultimate aiming at doing. You don't have to just go for a walk and that part of an exercise routine. I use an example, you're going to the supermarket, don't park in front of the door, park 50 meters away. You know, you'd be surprised if you put one of those thoughts into your brain, park 50 meters away from every single venue you want to go to. At the end of the day, you'd have walked 500 meters to a kilometer. And, you know, that's the start. It's just start walking. You don't have to be an exercise friendly. Most people, 97% of people don't wake up in the morning wanting to exercise. And so we need to get them just into the habit of just realizing that they want to just start moving, and moving starts with walking.
Skulk, you make a good point. Somebody told that to me some years back about parking my car not at the front, not right at the door. Mm. And I was quite shocked. I mean, when I'm looking for parking, you're desperate to get as close to that door as possible. And you go, why? Mm. And it's not that far. But it all adds up, and it's so easy, and it's, so we've got to break those little old traditions, those old sort of inbuilt lazy traditions. And I just want, if anyone's got any tips, give us a call. I just want to remind you of the number. It's 011-883-0702, and our WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702, and our SMS line is 31702. Get in touch with us throughout the day on any of the topics that we are talking about. And I mean, okay, so, you know, walking, pretty simple, and the benefits from our sort of mental health to physical health, enormous. A lot of people feel that they've got to take walking into a run. That's not necessary either, is it? You can increase the pace of your walk.
So I think the most important part is that, you know, walking is free. Yeah, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's a mental decision you make. And yes, you can go spend some money on some good walking shoes once you're getting fitter and stronger, and you're going past a kilometer or past 2 kilometers depending on your age. But, you know, to get started, just start walking, just at the same pace as what you'd walk normally, and then just build the pace up over time as you get confident, as the body gets used to it. Just build the pace up until it's comfortable enough for you to potentially go into a jog run. And a jog run doesn't mean if you're going to go for a 2 kilometer walk or a 5 kilometer walk, that if you run and all 5 kilometers, you can run, jog 500 meters, walk 500 meters, jog 500 meters, walk 2 kilometers. You know, you don't have to just aim to get into a run. I think the whole thing about walking is the starting of an exercise routine. I heard your previous caller about weights and stuff like that. And I think all forms of exercise are important, but the most important form of exercise is just to start. Just to start, get into the mental habit. And the easiest mental habit is to walk, you know. When you're going to the supermarket, don't park in front of the door. When you're going to the school to fetch your kid, get out of the car and walk to fetch your kid. I know most of them, I've got a daughter and she doesn't like me fetching her, but she's now a teenager and everybody's cool and hip. But, you know, park 50 meters away and make her walk 50 meters to the car. Just get everybody in your family into the habit of walking. You got a dog, put it on the leash, take him for a walk in the evening or in the morning. It just makes your life easier, but you're getting the whole family involved in that.
And I've heard it's really good to, I mean, just hiking, for example, that's really good because you're putting your body at different sort of stress points. Walking backwards apparently is also really good to challenge your body and how you transfer your weight and your balance.
Jade, there's so many forms. An example would be there's these walk in the parks, in these park runs and these park walks. They're every Saturday in every city in the country. It's free. You know, so go to these park runs. Most of your gyms, well, us included, have got free activities on weekends which involve outdoor activities such as walking, running, and doing gym exercises, like, for example, the previous guest you had on about exercising. Go to those gyms for those free exercise routines. Go to those park runs, those park walks. You know, you will get to a point where you want to start taking off-road walking and off-road hiking and stuff like that. You don't start there because your body might not be ready for it. But build up to it. There's so many things. I mean, we're all exposed to Google. Google all the events that are free and get involved in those. Get your confidence up. Just get involved. Partake. I think the previous guest also said, or host or guest of yours said, that, you know, being motivated is important. That's why you need a trainer. The first thing you need to do is what motivates you, and find those sources of motivation. More often than not, being committed with somebody else, meaning, like, for example, instead of a trainer or another family member or a friend, helps you get through that commitment of going for a walk. If you can get into fitness and you can get into some form of hiking, you know, if you can get into some form of alternative type of walking, Jane, those are all important. But the starting point is just commit yourself to get started. Find small improvements on a daily basis. Mm. It will transcend. It will change. You will get more confident. You will get fitter. Your body will get more conditioned. You will see results over time. You know, we didn't start being body conscious when we were under the age of 10. We became body conscious later. So it took us 10 years to condition our bodies and our minds. Take 10 years to condition your body and mind into moving. Moving starts with walking.
Mm. And then important things like, you know, it is walking, but you need good shoes, you need good posture. Possibly, I would suggest throwing your phone away, not walking around looking at your phone, because also that's dangerous. Could get run over. Mm. How important is getting the rig right?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you're not going to go for a kilometer walk in your stilettos, you know. So I think then you're not going to go in your beach flip flops because they're going to hurt. You might be fit enough, but it's not recommended.
No.
You know, so when you go for a walk, if you can get yourself, and again, you know, if you look at the majority of South African, you know, let's just assume we're around about 60 million people. You know, we've got around about 50% of those people that can't afford potentially to go and buy all the right gear. So, you know, for that perspective, if you can't afford to go and buy high-tech gear or expensive gear, the most important thing is go and find a nice park with a nice grass and go walk on that. Go and find a beach and walk along the beach. Just start moving. You don't have to go and spend money. If you can afford it, if you're in a position that you can afford to go and buy gear, go to the big outlet stores like the Total Sports, like the Sports and Trousers of the world. Go and get advice. There's often last season shoes, which are a third of the price. Go and look at those things. There are so many ways to get yourself kitted up. And, you know, I'm a protagonist of getting the majority of people exercise. The majority of people don't want to go and spend money. And majority of people can't afford to go and spend money. Our objective is to say to those people, let's find alternative ways to start exercising and recognize that we're in a country where we're exposed to social media, we're exposed to television, we're exposed to a lazy form of eating, and exercising is not, you know, in our budget, is not in, and I wish it was, because, you know, we're sell gym memberships. But we're trying to just get the majority of people to say, you know what, you don't have to spend money to start. What you've got can work. And if you don't have running shoes, you don't have the right gear, just get out onto the beaches. If you have the gear, or if you have the ability to buy the gear, go to a professional shop. And it's not expensive to go to the Total Sports, Sportsman's Warehouse. You go to them, they've got a treadmill in the shop. They'll put you on the treadmill, they'll work out for free, exactly how you strike the ground, exactly how you walk, your age, male, female, height, length, body weight. And off that, they'll advise you. I took my daughter, who pronates, who knows that she walks inwards, and they put on the treadmill, they helped her choose the right shoes for her. We were fortunate enough that we could go and buy some nice shoes, and she got really good advice. So there are those people out there, they'll say to you, oh, you're going to do off-road walking? Then we'll take you to these type of shoes. You know, there are so many good people that can help you. You know, a Fitbit, all those things for those that can afford the one to go and get those things. But the start is the most important part, you know. And starting isn't by buying the gear. Starting is by getting the mental positioning right in your own self.
Mm.
And most often, Jane, we feel more committed when you commit to somebody else. So if I was your friend and you and I agreed we're going to go for a walk on a Saturday, I'd feel bad not showing. If it is just me, I might not show.
Yeah.
And so therefore, commit to yourself with a friend. You know, friend is a free.
And you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of exercise in the morning. And it's amazing, mm-hmm. isn't it? Once you actually lift your head off the bed, you're fine.
But remember, we've got less excuses in the morning. In the evening, we've got all these excuses. We've got a tough day at work. We're tired. We've got a headache. We've got to make food for the kids in the morning. If you woke up at 5, I mean, I'm up at 5 o'clock every single morning. At 5 o'clock in the morning, the rest of the world sleeping. Go for a 20-minute walk.
Mm.
Nobody, it will affect nobody's day except yours. You will come back feeling like $1 million.
Skulk.
I've got it's too long for this one. I'll send, if you guys get it, get my details, I'll send you a clip of a guy in America who has given a really good motivational speaker, about 2 minutes, 30 seconds, about how you should wake up in the morning with the right mindset. And if you can get that onto your radio station, get them to hear that, it's actually a radio talk station interview. Unbelievable how you can change your mindset to exercise.
Oh, please, can you send that to us? We might even play it today if we've got time.
It's a phenomenal clip. The chap had called me a bit earlier. If he just got hold of me, I don't have your details. I'll send him the clip straight away. It's phenomenal. It's a very well-known entrepreneur in the States. It calls into a talk show, a radio talk show in the States, and speaks to the two DJs. And unbelievable how he changes their mindset about life. But he speaks about exercise.
Okay, brilliant. Let's do that. Skulk, I'm going to have to let you go. Just very quickly, if anyone wants to get hold of you or sign up to your gym, what do they do?
We're on ignitefitness.com. Just Google us there. My details are on there as well. Go and visit our clubs. We give everybody a free workout. We exercise for free on Saturdays and Sundays in the parks and in the car parks and on the beaches where we work clubs. Come and visit us. But most importantly, Jane, just want everybody to start exercise. Just start moving.
Okay, that we shall do. Skulk Hugo, thank you very much.